In this episode, we're going to talk about reframing pleasure. So the good stuff, the juicy stuff, the fun stuff, the reasons why pleasure is so, so epic and important. In order for us to do that, we have to start with a little bit of reframing. And the woman that is responsible for reframing my relationship to pleasure, I've mentioned her like 700 times, is Adrienne Marie Brown, and this book called Pleasure Activism. And she says, pleasure activism is the work that we do to reclaim our whole, happy, and satisfiable selves from the impacts, delusions, and limitations of oppression and or supremacy. I'd like to add white supremacy to that. Is that controversial? It's reaching within ourselves and tapping into our natural resources that bring us contentment and satisfaction. I personally grew up in Saudi Arabia in a religious environment, and pleasure was very much wrapped up in sin.
Haram!
For those reasons and just like general conditioning, I remember I spent like a series of years just going around asking everybody, trying to find very precise, intellectualized reasons as to why pleasure was okay. I wanted to know that it was something that was of service, that it was something holy, that it was something that was connected to God. And people gave me their reasons and I read things and it sort of made sense, but it didn't click. Until I listened to this podcast that Adrienne Marie Brown, we're gonna call her AMB because I reference her way too much. And she was saying things and it really made me think. And I said to myself, okay, Rutana.
That's me.
And you, pay attention to who you are when you are in pleasure. And pay attention to who you are when you are out of pleasure. When I am operating from my orgasmic yes, when that is the driving force behind my relationship with my family, my work, my friendships, then I notice that I want to call my mom and tell her that I love her. I'm so much more patient with people. I feel connected to my purpose. I feel connected to God. I'm a better person. I'm kind. I have space. And when I'm moving from not a place of pleasure, a place of shoulds and a place of conditioning, then my muscles are tight. I feel contracted. I don't have time for my mom. I'm really attached to outcome. Like, don't f*** with me. I don't have time, and I'm just like full Virgo. Pay attention to who you are when you are in pleasure. You're feeling this orgasmic yes, as in you are doing the things that make you feel alive, that excite you, versus something that you feel like you have to do. What does it mean to live from an orgasmic yes place? It means leaning into the things that bring you pleasure. I lean into my music. I lean into my performance. I lean into moving my body in a way that makes me feel alive. And I know that that probably to you and to me sounds really indulgent.
Huh?
But the truth is, it's the good kind of selfish. The more selfish you are, the more selfless you become.
And the more selfish you are, the more generous you are.
Because your cup is full. I am less selfish. I am more altruistic. I am more connected to God. I'm a better human being, daughter, Muslim, Arab person when I lean into my pleasure, because there is so much to give when your cup is full. Again, you're probably like, khalas with the pleasure, but no, you khalas. No, you khalas. Don't forget to comment and subscribe and ask questions, and please buy this book because there's so much in here that we just can't even cover. Ma'a salama, goodbye, bil ingilizi, goodbye. Man, I'm just not good at the highs and buys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.